I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the last few years, persecution against Christians in India has been on the increase. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says 2007 has been violent for believers. Unfortunately, Yohannan doesn't expect changes in 2008. Why? Yohannan says Matthew 10 is pretty clear.
Jesus promised this was going to happen. More people are coming to Christ, and we'll see greater amount of persecution. Satan knows his time is very, very short, and he will intensify persecution.
GFA is proactively training college and seminary students to be ready for it. Next, World Vision has completed the first phase of emergency response to Cyclone Sitter in Bangladesh, but are saying that the damage is much worse than first thought. They now estimate that 2 million people are in need of assistance. World Vision's next phase of relief will involve rebuilding wells, recovering livestock, and establishing new jobs. Their child-friendly spaces will give devastated kids a place to recover through arts and education. Support their efforts at our website. And the Grace Ministries team working in the Hyderabad, India, is looking for a place of worship. The owner of their current building wants them to vacate. It's hard to find a place for their church outreach since many refuse to rent to Christian organizations in India. Grace Ministries International, Sam Vinton.
For them to find a place of worship without moving completely out of that area, all the people who are living in that area would not be able to attend. That's really the pressure that they're living on right now.
Add to that the devaluation of the rupee, and the situation threatens the young church being cultivated. Please pray that God would provide a church home as they continue to search. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org, or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.